This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's Take Command. That's Logan Paulson. I'm Craig Hoffman. He played 10 years in the NFL. I've covered it for about that long. Different 10 years. At this point, Logan, you've covered it for like five.
I know. It is crazy. When I was talking to someone about that the other day, and I was like, oh, my last year in the NFL was, oh, and I was like, dang, that was like a long time ago now. It was like 2019 was my last year. So about 5 years, which is pretty wild, man. Time's flying.
Time is fine. And we were just talking right before we started recording. Time's fine. We'll be in Indianapolis next week for the NFL Combine. So we'll make some fun plans around that. Not sure exactly the schedule, but we promise for whatever chaos we throw in your listening schedule, we'll make up for it with excellent content from Indianapolis. So looking forward to that. But today it's a mailbag. We'll do our first, and I guess only pre-Combine mock draft, but our first mock draft in total on Thursday. We'll get to that. Then, as for today, Logan, we're going to start with a question that you got on Instagram from Peter, which is one that I think is weighing heavily on a lot of Commanders fans' minds. And it goes, CJ Stroud's sophomore slump was a well-publicized narrative of the last season. What is the most likely reason Jaden would experience such a slump, and what are the ways that he and slash the team can ensure such a slump doesn't happen?
Yeah, I mean, this is, to me, the thing that keeps me up at night is this question. And I think it's something that a lot of teams and coaches think about quite a bit. And so at the highest level, the simplest reason that people have slumps is that they go from being on a bad team with a losing record and, most importantly, a losing schedule. And all of a sudden, next year, they're going to be playing better football teams. They're playing better. And I don't care if those teams, everyone says, oh, it's hard to predict schedules moving into a new season. Honestly, I 100% agree with that, but I will say they're playing better quarterbacks. So you're going to be leveraged in different situations. You're going to be probably trailing in more games. You're going to be having to kind of win games in a different way. Like, think about this year. Like, they were always kind of in a relatively good game flow. All of a sudden, you have to make up 10 points in the fourth quarter. You're throwing a ball around the yard. You throw a couple more interceptions over the course of the year, right? Your, you know, passer rating goes down a little bit. That's the type of thing you're talking about here. And to me, that's maybe the main reason why you see regressions in the sophomore season is just like you're going against better competition. And also, we talked about this a ton. I've talked about this on Command Center a ton. It's the number one thing about the NFL that's so difficult is there is no like easy week, right? There's no easy offseason. If you talk to Santana, like one of the things that made Santana Moss one of the best receivers of his generation is he never took an offseason. He was like, I took 2 weeks when the season was over, and then I'm back to working out. I'm back to getting better. And that's the thing that's so hard about the NFL is if you for 1 second think that, oh, I'm there, you're not there. And that's when everybody else catches up to you. That's when defenses figure you out. And I think that is something that I think Jaden is very adept at kind of dealing with because we've seen his kind of mentality. But I'm telling you, it is hard to keep sharpening the sword, man. It is hard to keep doing that. And I think that's where you see, again, the strength of schedule changes, but also just the challenge of kind of that methodical approach becomes very difficult as well.
I think it's also important to point out that the biggest factor in CJ Stroud's quote-unquote sophomore slump was their offensive line / their protection plans were absolutely horrendous. They were so bad that Bobby Slowick went from a guy that was looked at for head coaching positions to a guy that got fired.
How crazy is that, by the way? That's insane.
It's absolutely crazy. And I think, you know, people then go, well, why couldn't that happen to Cliff? Is Cliff an idiot for not taking the Saints job, for instance? Because what if that happens to him? Cliff has been doing this so much longer than Bobby Slowick has. You know, Cliff is not an old guy by any stretch, but like Cliff's been calling plays and, you know, he was an OC way before Bobby Slowick was. And, you know, Bobby came out of that Kyle Shanahan tree, and there's been a lot of, you know, Mike McDaniel, et cetera, has come out of that tree and done really well. But like Kyle does a lot of stuff. And so it was really embarrassing, frankly, how bad their, not just their offensive line played. Like you can have bad players, but like Laremy Tunsil 2 years ago was maybe the best left tackle in all of football. Yeah. And now they can't keep Stroud upright. They have very easily manipulated protection plans. And so they're able to get blitzes. Like teams were able to get blitzes home against them. You had guys playing poorly. So it doesn't seem like they were coached very well from a technique standpoint. And guys are just getting crushed one-on-one. So that was the biggest factor, is you had to be able to protect your quarterback. Now that is going to become harder against tougher schedules and better pass rushes and all those things. You know, like, you know, you got the Chiefs and Spagnuolo on the schedule next year. You're going to have all these really high-end performers on the schedule. But at the same time, like Cliff and Bobby Johnson and all those guys, Anthony Lynn, it was very, very clear they spent a lot of time thinking about the protection plan. It is something that they are really adept at. And hopefully they're going to also improve, and we'll talk about this with a couple of questions coming up. They're also going to improve the personnel on the offensive line. So I think that part of it, both that Cliff is going to Bobby Slowick style turn into a pumpkin, and that the protection won't be there, those are not really concerns for me. It is more of just now they've got a year of tape. It's a more difficult schedule. But I think the kind of worker Jaden is and the humility he brings to the game, and frankly, the fact that he's kind of good at everything. And this has been my thing with Jaden when people want to exclude him from like being in the top five. Like I was listening to a show yesterday and they're listing off their top five quarterbacks and they have Justin Herbert over Jaden. And I don't think that's like the craziest thing ever, but the fact that Jaden wasn't even mentioned, I'm like, well, you tell me the thing that he doesn't do well, I'll wait. Mm-hmm. And between his ability to scramble, design run, throw short, throw long, throw over the middle, throw to the outside, quick release, big arm vertically down the field, I just don't know. Like, will he have a bad week? Absolutely. But I just don't know the way that you really test him, because he has shown an ability to figure everything out that's thrown at him. And so that to me is the question, is like, does a defensive coordinator somewhere find some kind of dent in the armor that he then has to figure out, and how quickly can he do that?
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and I think, and again, like, it's just, to me, when you play better football teams, like those like slight disruptions in the armor become more exasperated. You just get leveraged more. You know, you have to do more challenging things. And I think about some of the things that he did so well this year in terms of passing efficiency, first down passing efficiency, fourth down efficiency. Like they were 89, 87% on fourth down conversion this year.
Yeah, it was the best that any team had done in 25 years. They're very likely not going to do that again. Then again, I said no one would repeat CJ Stroud's rookie year and Jaden did better. So I've come to feel like I should caveat everything around Daniels at this point.
But I'm just saying, like, there's going to be some type of statistical regression, right? Winning one score game, statistical regression. Like all these things where you're riding variance, eventually you keep rolling the dice and it's going to come up the other way. And so that's something that you look at is like, are you going to be able to rely on that level of offensive efficiency? Probably not. Like, even though Jaden might be the same player, he might be playing at approximately the same level. Like, one of the things that, again, when you look at the things that elevate, I had to do a project where it was like, what made this offense good? They were, I think, third in the NFL in third down conversion. They were number one in fourth down conversion. We talked about how important it was that they possessed the football this year, and they did that at, they couldn't have done it any better. And usually those things year on year, especially when you play better teams, especially when you play better offenses, especially when you play defensive coordinators that are used to playing better quarterbacks, that's going to come back. So all of a sudden, all these hidden yardage, all these opportunities for Jaden Daniels to get a lot of touches on the football, especially in the quick game. Again, because when you look at Jaden Daniels' like average depth of target, it's kind of like right smack dab in the middle, maybe slightly below average in terms of the league. And obviously, like, one of the things that makes him good is that he gets a lot of bites at the apple. You go on 15 play drives, 16 play drives, 18 play drives. And when that doesn't happen, we've seen that, how that happens. I think the first Giants game is a great example of that. When they can't operate with that level of efficiency, it leverages the defense. It puts the offense in a bad spot. And that's where you would see a regression. Like literally if their third down percentage dropped 5 points and their fourth down percentage dropped 10 points, you're going to see a regression in his statistical efficiency. Like that's really what you're talking about in terms of margin for error. Now, I want to talk about the other thing you're talking about here with the protection plans and things like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, like that's a huge element, right? You want, and we've talked about that in terms of things to look at in the draft, things to look at in free agency. You always have to be building up that group in terms of personnel. But I do think when you look at Kliff's plans and especially the way that Biadasz executed some of these calls and targeted the protections, like you feel really good about the floor of that group, you know? So like obviously you want to get better from a personnel standpoint. But when you see Kliff, when you see all the coaching staff, I think they have a really good understanding of like how to maximize Jaden. And there are times like, for example, in the first Dallas game, in the second Dallas game, I thought the defensive coordinator for Dallas did a great job scheming up blitzes. But the one thing about Kliff is that he's like a grinder, man. You can tell like they prep and they really kind of get in the weeds in terms of making sure they have answers to protection. That's what makes good offense, really, is making sure you have good protection plans. So that's something I'm not that concerned about. But again, you're going to see more straight dropback situations. You're going to see more one-on-ones with the offensive linemen. You're going to see more straight blitz opportunities where they can implement some of these kind of exotic blitz packages and things like that. And again, that's just going to leverage the offensive line, put them under more pressure. And I think that's where you see kind of, we're kind of using CJ Stroud as a comparison here, but I think that's where you see a general sophomore slump for most guys, right? It just becomes a little bit harder in year two because everything's a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. Anything else on sophomore slump? Did you have a sophomore slump? How did year two compare to year one for you? Obviously, incredibly different circumstances.
Yeah.
You were a rotational tight end, and Jaden is a starting quarterback who was on the verge of an MVP candidate. But what do you remember year one to year two?
Yeah, I think for me, like I kind of redshirted my first year, right? I basically played special teams. I was like, a short yardage goal line tight end in the offense. And then year two, I ended up starting 4 games. So I kind of upped the difficulty. And then my third year, I ended up starting like 8-9 games that year. So it kind of was a natural progression for me. And I didn't have to take on too much responsibility until I was ready, which again is one of the things about, we'll talk about this maybe on a different show, but when you're a low round pick, you're under a lot of pressure early on to make the team. But once you're in the team and once you've kind of showed your professionalism, there is an ability to kind of foster growth if you continue to develop. And again, like the challenge for me was just to kind of stay focused, like making sure that you're working alone, like working individually, because they don't really care about your development, but finding a way to be self-motivated. And so that's a little bit different than Jaden, obviously, but the number one thing, the most challenging thing about the NFL is you have to be better than you were yesterday. That's the number one thing. And the guys that are really good do that at an extremely high level. And the guys that struggle or fizzle out or are flash in the pans, 1-2 good years and they're gone, It's they lose the ability to do that. And I think that's where you're going to learn a lot about Jaden from year one to year two. I think I know the answer, but again, that's the difficult thing for him.
Right. And based off everything we know about him, he's going to be just fine.
Right.
But we don't know 100% until we know. I'd say the one thing for him is just, you know, we talked about this with Philly going into the game and then coming out of it is you don't blitz, you play man coverage. And part of that is then can you improve the guys that he's throwing to as well because they've got to win on routes. That's kind of the one area where teams statistically did pretty well against him. So I'm sure that they're getting in the lab this offseason to work on that.